Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man on the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Our scripture lesson comes from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." The admonition to arise is without doubt spoken to one who has not arisen, that is, to one who is lying asleep or is dead. I think St. Paul had this passage in mind when he said in Ephesians 5:14, "It is said, 'Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light.'" Without doubt, Christ is the light of which Israel speaks here, the light which through the gospel shines forth throughout the whole world and gives light to all men who arise and desire him. But who are these sleepers and dead men? Without a doubt, they are all those who are in subjection under the law, for they are all dead through sin. They also include those who are dead, who disregard the law and live a free life without the restraints of the law. The work righteous are the sleepers who do not feel any shortcomings at all. Neither of these two groups pays much attention to the gospel. They keep on in their sleep and a life which is nothing but death. The Spirit must awaken them so that they see and recognize the light. There is a third group who feel the law biting their conscience. They also long for grace and sigh for the gospel. They also see to it that the gospel comes and is given to men. They proclaim it like Isaiah, to awake the sleepers and those who are dead so that they may accept the light. Let us pray. Shine in our hearts, O Lord, with true epiphany light, that we, through this light, may at all times be a true light in this world to our fellow men. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.